of August 18th, 2025. Roll call.
Mayor DePue.
Present.
Councilwoman Gillis.
Here.
Councilman Thomas.
Here.
Councilwoman Dalbo.
Here.
Councilman Rainbird.
Here.
Interim City Manager Mahoney.
Present.
City Attorney Wolf.
Here.
Acting City Clerk Tupin present as well.
Well, at this point in time, we're going to move forward with the Pledge of Allegiance, but I have a question. I see there's some scouts here. Would you guys like to say the Pledge of Allegiance? I don't see anything on the agenda, but if you'd like to say the Pledge of Allegiance, come on up. Is the front mic?
That makes sense.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please remain standing for a moment of silence. Item 2, approval, changes, or modifications to the agenda. Seeing none at this time. Item 3, approval of the minutes. Seeing none at this time. Item 4, presentation, proclamations, plaques, certificates, and/or donations. None at this time. Item 5, City Manager Report.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I just have a couple of things. Update from our last City Council meeting. Staff is working on an ordinance to present to you to possibly eliminate business tax receipts. The City Clerk's position, we received over 120 applications. So we have now closed the acceptance of applications. However, if you do know someone qualified, before we set interviews, please reach out and we can always add them to that interview process. And then I mentioned that I was going to have Public Works present a presentation on the 29.5 Street Canal, Silver Palm Canal, and the basin boxes at this council meeting, but we moved that to the next council meeting in September. Other than that, it's been very busy, and that is my full report.
Awesome. Thank you.
I just want to say, Mr. Interim City Manager, I've been getting calls, texts, emails from all over the city about some issues. And I send them to you, get them to people. Street sign was down. It was up later that day.
Yeah. Thank you. We have
customer service right there.
Thank you. We have great staff. We really do.
I called in somebody who had an issue with a drainage issue, and they said you had a back truck out there the next morning, and they were very thankful, like in tears thankful, and I'm just thankful for you.
And from Public Works, I heard that Sean and Jeff and the whole team are doing a great job as well,
but
hearing a lot of compliments lately. So we appreciate you, Mr. Manager, and the whole entire staff, and especially Public Works, because I don't know if you guys know it or not, but we're in something called hurricane season, so. I've never heard of it before.
While we're talking about it, I will give a shout out to Ms. Tyne out there because I know how much she does behind the scenes.
Right. Myself and staff appreciate those compliments. Thank you.
Item 6, citizens' comments. This is your time to come forward with any comments you may have. Please state your name and address, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
Again. Hi, Linda Mosier, 319 Leaning Oak Drive. Flood mitigation in Edgewater is complicated, costly, and crucial. Advocating to protect majestic oaks is an effort that also potentially stands to benefit neighbors in Silver Ridge, Carters, Phase 4, and Florida Shores. The proven benefit of large, healthy, well-established oak trees, every last one of them, is worthwhile to consider on its own merit. Our entrance canopy contains 20 of them. As stated previously, majestic oaks opposition to the final site plan given to council 2 weeks ago is focused on making one adjustment. The commercial entrance to First Business Park on 2360 South Ridgewood needs to originate on Ridgewood. Doing so remains in alignment with current city codes that restrict truck routes through residential neighborhoods. Access from US 1 eliminates the need for any oak tree removals at all, thereby protecting the flood mitigation benefits of those root systems. Whether misdirected or accidental, preventing tight turns onto Oak Branch by large construction and delivery vehicles will help to protect median signage, lighting, and the canopy. We're aware that FDOT does not support access from US 1, but why not? Whatever the reason, the alternative of forcing truck traffic onto Oak Branch does not conform with existing city ordinances. Whatever the reason, it's between First Business Park and FDOT to facilitate a US 1 access point. It's estimated that traffic volume through Majestic Oaks' main entrance doubled in 2023 with the completion of new housing in Phase 4, which also opened a thoroughfare to Alameda and hundreds of homes between 27th and Roberts Road. Majestic Oaks is not a retirement community, and families send their kids up Oak Branch to safely catch the school bus. Lastly, any future damage would conflict with the initial BPUD itself, Ordinance Number 2024-0-44, Item Number 8, which states the proposed change will not have a negative effect on the character of the surrounding area. We feel that it does. If you agree, we ask that City Council, number one, enforce standing ordinances, and number two, instruct staff to partner with First Business Park in lobbying FDOT for approval of direct asset access from US 1 in a good faith effort to safely and sustainably develop the commercial property into the best possible neighbor for Majestic Oaks. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. They're truly appreciated. Item 7, council reports. I'll go ahead and go. I was actually spoken to Ms. Moser on several occasions, and I just wanted to bring it up to the city manager and talk about it on the city dais if we could give direction to the city manager to see if there's any way to help. I understand we approved the PUD. I understand that everything was just approved at the last city council meeting as well. This concern, I don't think, was brought forward to us in time. You know, some things slipped through the cracks. If there's any way that we can help the Majestic Oaks community, even if it is getting a connection with FDOT, I'd like to have consensus at this time, or if the manager would like to weigh in.
Yes, yeah, so I've been working with Ryan, our development services director, to see if we can modify the site plan. We're working with the engineer of the business park. I don't have any clear answers yet. It does seem like there may be some solutions to possibly lessen the impact to the oak trees. But I have not had an in-depth discussion about FDOT at this time, but it's something that I will do and report back to you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Mr. Manager. That's all I had at this time. I appreciate it. This past weekend, just for the record, was at a wonderful Florida League of Cities conference with Councilwoman Gillis and had a tremendous time, learned a lot of valuable information and met a lot of great connections. Councilwoman Gillis.
That's probably the breadth of my input. I met with a lot of residents about different issues, been working with Joe in different departments and trying to get all those issues solved individually. But the biggest thing was conference last week. Went to a bunch of workshops and met with people. I serve on an advocacy committee there, and SB 180 was definitely one of the top topics. And I learned a lot and made some connections and got some good resources of people to reach out to moving forward. And I'm hopeful for the future. So
great.
That's all I have at this time.
Councilman Thomas.
Well, I've been under the weather for about 28 days. I'm getting to feel better now. I've answered a bunch of phone calls. And I wanted to set up with the city manager at your convenience. Would you call Robbie Lee and make an appointment? You said you wanted to go see the new development out west. if you have time, at your time, and then I'll make my time to fit your time, if you could do that.
Yeah, I'm scheduled, I believe, for this Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
I'll confirm that it's this week for sure, and I'll reach out to you and let you know what date
okay.
and time.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Mayor, while you were at the conference, did you get to talk to any other cities about the coalition and how they feel?
I did. I didn't get to talk to their council as a whole, but I think that there was at least 10 other cities that discussed they were thinking of joining, one that was a sister city as well.
That's why I insisted tonight, that we, because every city is sort of stepping back, waiting to see what the other cities are going to do, and I think we needed to make that commitment right away and let the other cities show what we did.
I agree.
At one of the meetings, it was they had all the cities get up and speak and reach out to the Florida League, see what they're going to do moving forward as far as who is affected by it. Because there are some cities I spoke to who didn't even realize what was going on because it's not hitting them as hard. And then when it was presented, because of the path of the different hurricanes that have hit the state and the mileage it crosses, it affects every city. Just some of them haven't been affected yet. So they are asking everybody to come forward with their stories and moving forward. And there was a lot of people who were talking about joining the coalition.
I think it's going to be a good fight, and I have good feelings about winning this thing. So anyway, that's my report.
Awesome. Councilwoman Dalvo.
Hi, thank you. I have nothing to report at this time.
Thank you. Councilman Rainbird.
I just wanted to add that I did a little research, and so far the entities that are in this coalition are Deltona, as we know, Delray Beach just joined, Orange and Manatee Counties, Windermere, Maitland, three nonprofits, Lake County votes on it August 25th, and Stuart, Florida votes on it August 26th. So that's almost 10 right there. And if that is true, that if you're not a plaintiff, you don't get the advantage of any pause, let's call it. They'll probably all jump on because don't get left behind. And the only other thing I have to report is that I've just on my own done a little bit of driving around and looking at some of the 18th Street Canal, and everywhere I go, I see signs that somebody's been working there. So all up and down, you see it. I guess they're going in stages, but some of the other major areas. One thing I am noticing, though, it seems like we haven't had rain, about a week now. So the water's still a little high in some places, like Duck Pond. You could see, normally you see that fountain up there. The fountain's only that big. So thank God we're not getting this storm right now because we're a little bit high. But
well, thankfully we have pumps this year as well.
And I see there's a nice little pad. You poured a nice little pad there to sit the pump on. Duck Pond ready to go.
Yeah, that's correct. And if we thought that storm was going to impact the us, we'd already be pumping Duck Lake.
And you pumped that down to the west, right?
Yeah, there's a new outfall.
Yeah, you got an outfall put in. Yeah, guys are kicking butt.
Great
news.
That's
all I got.
Item 8, consent agenda. None at this time. Item 9, public hearing ordinances and resolutions. Item 9A, first reading ordinance number 2025-0-11, amending and restating the firefighters' pension plan. Please read into the record.
Ordinance number 2025-0-11, an ordinance of the City Council of Edgewater, Florida, repealing ordinance numbers 2014-0-20, 2016-0-33, 2019-0-03, 2019-0-26, 2021-0-36, 2023-0-11, and 2024-0-37 in their entirety, and amending and restating and adopting the City of Edgewater, Florida Firefighters Pension Plan, providing for filing with the Division of Retirement of the Florida Department of Management Services, providing for conflicting provisions, providing for severability and applicability, and providing for an effective date and for adoption.
Thank you. Staff report.
Mayor, Council, this is a plan restatement of the firefighters' pension, repealing 7 ordinances in order to amend, restate, and adopt these changes into the proposed ordinance. And it's a new plan restatement. The proposed change will have no financial impact. Staff recommends approval.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Open a public hearing. Citizens' comments. Council comments. We have a great firefighter team. Close the public hearing. Is there a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the first reading of ordinance number 2025-0-11, amending and restating the firefighters' pension plan.
Second reader.
Roll call.
Mayor DePue?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gillis?
Yes.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Councilwoman Dalbo?
Yes.
Councilman Rainbird?
Yes.
Item 9B, resolution 2025-R-27, modifying the schedule of fees/rates. Please read into the record.
Resolution 2025-R-27, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Edgewater, Florida, modifying the schedule of fines, fees, costs, and/or penalties, and various administrative fees relating to the City of Edgewater Code of Ordinances for Solid Waste, repealing resolutions of conflict herewith, providing for severability and applicability, and establishing an effective date.
Thank you. Staff report.
Mayor and Council, this is modifying our schedule of fees and rates. The majority of changes relate to various building permit fees being increased. The police detail rate was raised to better reflect the actual cost of service. The water and sewer impact fees were increased as recommended in the consultant's report, and staff recommends approval.
Thank you. Open a public hearing, citizens' comments. Council comments. So there were no increases this year on our utility bill?
That is correct.
Great. Any further comments or questions? Close the public hearing. Is there a motion to approve?
In light of the fact that there is no raise to the utility rates, I feel very excited, I guess, to make a motion to approve resolution number 2025-R-27, modifying the schedule of rates and fees.
Are we doing council comments, or did I miss?
You missed it, but there is a motion and a second. At this point in time, we can go back to council comments.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I did not hear that. I just want to put out a few things, and I'm fine with whatever council decides. But we're delaying the next 5 years' capital improvement project plans by almost $3 million. We have some projects that are going to be delayed. 26 is going to be about $1.8 million, and fiscal year 2027 is going to be delayed to $1.9 million in projects. $3 million piping projects will be delayed until 2028. So I just want to be for council just to be understanding that with no rate increase, we're going to be delaying a lot of potentially important projects until 2028. So I just want to put that out there for consideration.
Sure. Mr. Manager, how much currently do we have budgeted for a public works expansion, just the public works building itself?
I would need some help from the finance director to answer the exact number.
Sorry. Excuse me. Pardon me. Are you referring to phase two of the public works complex?
Phase one and two currently,
okay.
The public works facility that's being built, not the expansion of the wastewater treatment facility plan.
Okay. So the public works phase one is currently $23 million approximately?
$23 million.
And phase two has not been programmed in. They have deferred that portion of the project until further years out.
Great. Thank you. Our budgets are looking good. We really thank you, Bridget, for tremendous work this year. We still have plenty of funding in our capital overlay budget as far as ARPA that'll go to grants, and we still have $300,000 unallocated for, but we are still moving forward with a public works expansion that is needed. I'm not arguing that, but we're moving forward with a public works building expansion when there are other projects for $20 million, I believe, that could have been done in the past, but we are where we are. So, okay. There was a motion by Councilwoman Gillis. There was a second by Councilman Rainbird. Roll call.
Mayor DePue?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gillis?
Yes.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Councilwoman Dalbo?
No.
Councilman Rainbird?
Yes.
Item 9C, resolution number 2025-R-31, budget amendment, August fiscal year 2025. Please read into the record.
Resolution 2025-R-31, a resolution of the City Council of Edgewater, Florida, adopting budget adjustments to the 2024-2025 fiscal year budgets and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Staff report.
Good evening, Mayor. Excuse me. Frog in the throat this evening. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Bridget Vassier, Finance Director for the City of Edgewater. Resolution 2025-R-31 is the budget amendment for our current fiscal year. The interim city manager and staff have performed a review of all the revenues and expenditures throughout the various funds in the city. City Council will adopt the amendment at fund level. So Edgewater amends fiscal year 24-25 budget by revising the budget in total pursuant itemizations contained in Exhibit A of the resolution.
Thank you. Open a public hearing. Citizens' comments. Council comments. Close the public hearing. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 2025-R-31, budget amendment for August fiscal year 25.
Second. Roll call.
Second.
Mayor DePue?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gillis?
Yes.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Councilwoman Dalbo?
Yes.
Councilman Rainbird?
Yes.
Item 9D, Resolution 2025-R-32, request to accept a right-of-way deed for 25 feet of property of Clinton Cemetery Road. Please read into the record.
Resolution number 2025-R-32, a resolution of the City of Edgewater, Florida, accepting a quitclaim deed for 25 feet of property for the purpose of rights-of-way on Clinton Cemetery Road, authorizing recording, repealing resolutions of conflict herewith, providing for severability and applicability, and establishing an effective date.
Thank you. Open a public hearing. Staff report.
Mayor and Council, this is, like Mr. Wolf said, to accept the right-of-way deed from FPL. Existing and proposed development has necessitated the need for a signalized intersection at Jones Fish Camp Road, Clinton Cemetery Road, and South Avenue. There is no cost to the city of Edgewater or taxpayer. Staff recommends approval.
Thank you. Citizens' comments. Council comments. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2025-R-32, request to accept a right-of-way deed for 25 feet of property on Clinton Cemetery Road.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor DePue?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gillis?
Yes.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Councilwoman Dalbo?
Yes.
Councilman Rainbird?
Yes.
Item 10, board appointments, none at this time. Item 11, other business. 11A, public notice, fiscal year 2021 to 2022, small Florida Small Cities Community Development Block Grant, CDBGNR program, reduced scope of work. Staff report.
Mayor and Council, this is a request for a reduced scope of work due to increased construction costs, which prohibits the city from completing the original scope of work. The reduction is accomplished in limiting to the lining of approximately 7,880 linear feet of 8-inch sanitary sewer and 300 vertical footage of manhole lining. Staff recommends approval.
Thank you. Citizens' comments. Council comments. What was the line of deduction? How much would it cost to proceed?
I don't have those numbers, Mr. Mayor.
$350,000 approximately, okay? That's an item we could budget potentially. Okay. Any further council comments? Is there a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve public notice FY 2021-2022, Florida Small Cities Community Development Block Grant.
Second. Roll call.
Mayor DePue?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gillis?
Yes.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Councilwoman Dalbo?
Yes.
Councilman Rainbird?
Yes.
Item 12, officer reports. Item 12A, city clerk.
I have nothing at this time, but thank you.
Item 12B, city attorney.
Nothing at this time.
Okay. Item 13, citizens' comments. Please approach the podium, state your name and address, and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. Okay, I just have one comment since there are no citizens' comments. Aaron, I think that you're doing a good job. You're a great attorney, but at the last council meeting, We gave direction to send up for RFP, and I didn't hear an update response on that tonight. So what I'm proposing is that we could start advertising immediately, unless you had anything you'd like to add, Mr. Manager.
So city staff is working to create a request for proposal. I should have something back to you the next council meeting.
Well, we've already voted on it, so do we have to vote to... Yes?
I don't know if you have to vote on it. Mr. Wolf, they have to vote on the... They voted on going out for bid. So staff is putting the scope of work together to actually create the bid. So I don't think you have to vote on it again. It would be on the street.
Is that something that we can open up, say, next Monday for 2 weeks?
We need to complete the scope of work. So I've already reviewed... basically what we're looking for in an attorney or a law firm. So now it's just finalizing that. I could probably have that completed by Friday, if not Monday, the latest.
Okay, great. Thank you. Aaron, you are doing a great job. It's absolutely nothing personal. And I appreciate your comments tonight and recommending that we go along with the coalition.
Yes.
Seeing no further comments, we are adjourned.